Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Janice Hartley of Keefe Real Estate, your lakefront and lakes area real estate specialist. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Boy, fall just sort of smacked us in the face, didn't it?
It sure Woo. Did.
Yeah.
Can this rain ever stop?
I don't know. No.
No,
not for 2 years.
Not for two years.
It hasn't been raining since last July, like last year, July, when we had the flood and then we never got rid of it.
Yeah. We need an ark.
An ark.
An ark. Let's not bring any mosquitoes on.
Oh, gosh, no.
Thank
Who thought
gosh.
Of that?
Yes, thank seriously. Gosh that they are done for. Although I have a couple flying around in my house yet. I don't know how that happens.
Well, it's warm.
I mean, it is warm, but
Kill
I think
them.
What happened when we were moving in, I think that they should be dead by now, but they're just not.
Kill them.
Yeah, I try.
I try.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, the rain needs to stop for sure.
Yeah. Hello. Anyway.
Paddled my way here today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
In your little red boat?
My little red boat. How's your weekend?
Good. It's, we're painting.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing some remodeling.
I need to see the color that you're doing. I haven't even seen the color.
Oh.
I've heard about the color.
Yes. It's the world's most popular color, apparently, right now. From
pink? No.
No, Courtney.
Oh, that's right. You said the world, not Courtney's,
not yours
favorite.
And hers. It's called, the Benjamin Moore, Sherwin Williams, or some major brand, whatever, was Revere Pewter. And that's what it's called. That's what the name of it. And it's, it's a grayish tan.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you put it with grays, other grays or blues or, you know, that's kind of tone, it looks more of like a gray.
Okay.
And if you put it, you know, and kind of want it to be tan,
uh-huh.
it can be tan too. So it's very versatile. And that is what that's what I really liked about it because
very
I
nice.
Need it to. It's got to go on one really, really long wall, but it's two different rooms.
Right.
And so I don't want the same colors in both rooms. And so, yeah.
And it's hard to stop when you do have a long wall and two, you know, that blends into two rooms
right.
and that type of thing. It's hard to, I've done that before.
It doesn't, it's not going to look great.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I thought, and this was like so many years ago. Remember when the sponge painting?
Oh my God.
Was so, yes. I thought, I'm just going to do that because I just was feeling crafty. It was awful. It was horrible. And
I'm
plus
crafty.
It was in the basement. It was like a sports themed room. And so one, it was purple walls, which went into green, and I know.
Where did you live that you were purple for a sports team?
Well, it was UNI, University of Northern Iowa colors.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So they didn't have the green, but I just wanted green to transition into another part of the room. Anyway, it was horrible. It was bad.
Yeah, sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. It was. Anyway,
I wouldn't have been able to come there and visit you.
No.
That would not have.
I didn't even want to go down the basement. We never. We repainted after that.
That wouldn't have worked with my OCD.
You want me to help you paint today?
No. I'm good. Sponge painting. Remember that.
Remember that,
The 80s called.
And yeah, that's
they
exactly.
They want their design trends
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Philip would not approve.
No, he would not.
He would not approve of sponge painting.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I'm going to tell, although I'm sure that he is shaking his head as he's leaving the building.
Right. And he also would not approve of my fake flowers that I have in my house. Doesn't he hate silk flowers?
He hates silk flowers. I know.
He says that's lazy.
It is. You know what,
I'm like,
though?
You know what? It's better than dead flowers because that's
it
what
is.
They'd be.
It
I
is.
Don't have time.
I have the artificial leaves. In some, you know, I just think it's, I'm not going to go out and pick leaves off my, and bring bugs in the house.
You've already got bugs. Two mosquitoes. That's
two
enough.
Two mosquitoes.
Got enough bugs.
I am a clean person, people. Let's not go overboard.
Who's on the show? I don't even know.
Today, Bridget McCarthy's here today.
Bridget's out there. That's right.
Yeah, Bridget McCarthy's here today. And then, of course, and talking about 19 Days.
Yes.
And
that started
Chris
a couple
Gable.
Days ago. Chris Gable from the Walworth County Republican Party is actually standing at the door looking in.
Yeah.
Waiting to come in and chat with us about get out the vote.
I hope he brought donuts. I'm hungry this morning.
I know.
We'll find out.
We will find out. Coming up next, right here on Lake 96.1. I don't know why I'm so worked up this morning. I'm worked up this morning.
I know you are.
I don't know why. Yeah, Chris Gable joins us from the Walworth County Republican Party. We're going to talk about why it's so important to vote.
Yes,
morning,
we
Chris.
Will. But good morning, ladies. I don't know. Nancy's so wound up this morning.
So wound
she
up.
Sure is.
Let's take three deep breaths. It's Sunday morning. The Brewers, we love our Brewers.
We sure
life
do.
Life is good.
It
let's
is.
Enjoy. Let's enjoy the good things in life for a moment. Okay, now let's talk about politics.
Okay,
jeez.
Now that that's over,
short-lived.
Let's dive right in.
Can we talk about why it's so important to get out and express your political reactions and feelings and thoughts via the little black marker on the ballot, or at least that's how I do it. Explain to me again. And explain to everybody how, if you don't get out there, there's power in numbers. If you don't get out there and use your vote the way you need to, how it absolutely can affect everybody in your community, in your state, in your country.
Well, sure. And that's with any election.
Right.
I mean, you hear this every year. Oh, this is the most important election of your lifetime. And pretty soon it starts falling on deaf ears. It just becomes a droning sound with people going, yeah, here they go again. But it is. Every election is important. Every election is critically important, especially when you get to the local ones. At your state level and your municipal level and your county levels, that's where your heaviest taxation comes from.
Right.
And that's where too often we the people just kind of take a lackadaisical. But the primary, I was pleased with some of the results from the primary.
Better turnout than normal, you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was still a low turnout, but when I compared 2014 gubernatorial August primary to 2018 August gubernatorial primary, yes, both sides turned out more voters, which I'm not surprised at all with the Democrats because they had a lot on the ballot. And so they wanted to make their choice, and I don't blame them. Yeah, they turned out a good number, but we still turned out more voters, and we actually increased the number of turnout from 2014, and I was happy to see that. I've said this before, and I've always been an advocate of primaries because primaries are the only time that you really absolutely get the vote for the person you want. And then when it comes to the general, it may be not the person that you voted for originally or you were most keen on, but by golly, this is the one that now aligns with the majority of my beliefs, and that's who I'm going to vote for.
Right. It's people don't understand the ripple effect. Oh, well, you know, they'll get enough. My guy will get enough votes. My guy. Well, no. And especially in those local ones, how many times have we seen them come down to 4 or 5 votes?
Yep.
And they have to, or a recount.
Yeah, we've had some very interesting situations here in Walworth County in the last year.
Yeah. I mean, not to bring back nightmares for anybody, but
it
happens. I mean, it's so slim. And if, you know, if you and three of your friends went to the bar instead of going over and voting instead before it closed, that could be
that
you.
That could be, exactly.
That could be your four votes.
And nowadays, with the in-person absentee or early voting.
I mean, it's really never been easier to vote.
It's pretty easy to vote.
You
can get a hold of your municipal clerk. Usually they start 10 work days before the election day, and early voting usually stops the Friday before the election. And we've said this before, that even with the absentee ballots and the early voting or the in-person absentee voting ballots that we saw during the Trump recount here in Walworth, I was amazed at the accuracy. I was very, I shouldn't say amazed, at I was in awe as to the professionalism of our clerks and our poll workers and our county clerk as to how clean that election really was.
Sure.
There was very few issues. And so people say, oh, yeah, but, you know, my absentee ballot, how do I know that's getting counted? Well, there's numbers, there's blog books, everything that goes into play, and your vote counts.
Right.
And if you're not going to be here on November 6th, go contact your municipal clerk, get down there, and file in-person absentee voting. Or if it's far enough out, and I think it's 30 days out, so you may be out of time now to request an absentee ballot. It may even be 45 days. I don't remember mm-hmm. exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But your municipal clerk can answer that question for you, exactly what their hours for early voting are and what the circumstances are. And yes, voter ID is in place, so make sure you take your ID, picture ID with you. And if you
and
have
once
not,
again, we will make the offer, as we have for 10 years now. If you don't have the appropriate, necessary picture ID, call here and somebody will take you to get it. If you don't have a ride, if you cannot get it for some reason, we will help you get a picture ID. So far, no one has ever called.
Yeah. Well, and as when
for
people
the record.
Show, yeah, when people show up for same day voter registration at the polls too, bring a photo ID
right.
and some proof of your residency mm-hmm. where you've lived for it's either 10 or 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
If you've forgotten one of those documents, if I understand correctly, and you can call your municipal clerk and verify it, and that's the best thing to do, is
right.
they can issue a provisional ballot. If you're missing a piece of the ID that you need for same-day voter registration, they let you vote, but your ballot gets put into a separate pile until you can prove you are who you are and where you live. And once you can establish that within the required time period, then your vote will count.
Sure.
It's very easy to do.
It is.
I mean, it just is. I've moved, well, not just, but within the last 5 years, and it's very easy to do here.
And it's important.
And it is,
you
definitely
need
is.
To do it, because every yeah. vote does count. It's mm-hmm. not
sure
a cliche.
It, yep.
it absolutely does. And we've got some pretty major things going on. You know, we need to keep the governor mm-hmm. in place because his work is not done. He's done some very, very, very great things for our state, but we'd like for him to continue to see things through, you know, Foxconn, you know, lots of things like that. And one of the commercials that's out there, and we're not going to talk about policy, I promise. We're not going to talk about this. This does have me fired up a little bit. I have said on this show more than once that there is a big difference between health care and health insurance. And one of the commercials that's circulating right now is that it says that Scott Walker, Governor Walker, turned away, you know, $1 billion mm-hmm. in federal funds that would help make health care affordable for Wisconsin residents. And that is just blatantly not true. That money would have gone to make some health insurance premiums a little more affordable. But if that money were to ever not be available, the state would then have to somehow find that money. And it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So he chose not to put the state and the people who pay taxes in this state in that vulnerable position of maybe having to either have taxes raised because that money became unavailable from the feds, or have their premiums jump back up because that money was no longer available to help from the feds. But it has nothing to do with making your doctor appointment cheaper, which is what health care is. And there's and it's just the use of, you have to listen to these commercials, these political commercials, very closely, because changing just one word changes the entire meaning
entire
of the
message,
commercial.
Exactly.
It changes the message, and it's very deceiving. That is not what that money was going to do. That money was not going to help health care. Everybody in the state can get health care. You walk into a hospital, they have to treat you. It's illegal for them to say, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have insurance, you
Bye.
Get turned away,
right.
go back out the door. That's not true. It's health insurance. But there's some very interesting statistics out now yeah. about our state and how well we are doing in taking care of our people.
Yeah, and it the whole health care, to your point, you're exactly correct. That money in that ad that they're talking about was federal money that would have been pumped in the system to keep premiums down. It has nothing to do with keeping the cost of health care down.
Nope.
And if the day comes when the federal government says, okay, we're done giving you the money, then that would have fallen to the taxpayers of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And the governor and the legislature all agree that we got to protect the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We can afford this. And we can afford that. And I think they've demonstrated that with the most recent numbers that 95% of the people in Wisconsin have health insurance.
95%.
Right.
I'm not sure you're ever going to get 100%.
Yeah. And that's we're eighth in the nation.
And hey, potentially that 5% just doesn't want health insurance. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I
you don't
know
what the circumstances
what?
Yeah. are.
True.
The other.
Yeah.
But the fact is that 95% of the people, and that is because of the people who are sitting in Madison right now doing their job to protect the citizens of this state.
Exactly.
And there's give and take. Okay, I would love it if my health insurance premium would have been lower over the last few years. I would have been doing backflips over that. But I'm not going to pay less right now just to pay double in 5 years. Like that is not, and that could have been what, you know what I mean? Like just,
sure, it could have been very different if the federal government.
Much different.
Yeah.
And so to me, that was a good long-term decision, again, with regard to protecting the financial stability of the people, the people, not the government, not Madison, but the people like us. That protected me and you from having to worry about, oh my gosh, now that money's gone, I have to come up with another $500 a month. That's what I was. That's
that would be so
was.
Devastating.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Well, and what would happen
on top of the increases we've already seen?
Yeah. What would happen if that money was drawn out and the people requiring the insurance had those premium increases? The other statistic that came out last month from the U.S. Census Bureau was that once again Wisconsin is leading the way in lowering its poverty rate. We have now hit a 15-year low in the poverty rate in Wisconsin. And that's fantastic.
That's huge.
I mean, it's your government policies, the Wisconsin legislature and the governor fighting for the Wisconsin taxpayers and the Wisconsin people to get jobs and get them employed, get them off unemployment. And we're succeeding because we have again lowered the poverty rate in Wisconsin.
And there's so many programs, even Ron Johnson's program in Milwaukee, what's it called?
Joseph Project.
The Joseph Project, right. I mean, and we still have so many jobs that are open that nobody's filling. Yeah. Like we have lots and lots and lots of jobs out there that people are in need of employees. Lots of companies, people are in need of employees. And so between the programs that have come from the governor's office with regard to training people specifically to take specific jobs, even if it's companies like, you know, like Peck and Wise starting a, as a matter of fact, I believe they received a grant from the state.
I think they did, right.
Where they to almost kind of have their own heating and air conditioning school so they can train people to get into this workforce. Yeah.
Well, and some of the initiatives that they're rolling out now with reaching out to veterans across the country.
Right.
To bring in experienced workers, that veteran workforce, to come to work in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They're reaching out to students. And I don't know all the ins and outs of this yet, but there's talk about the possibility of if you get an education in Wisconsin and you stay in Wisconsin and you use that education, that there's a way to reduce possibly your student loan debt.
Awesome.
I mean, there's a lot of things in the mill that are coming yet that haven't been completely unveiled, but you got to look at this. I mean, our poverty rate is down again, the lowest in 15 years. We're looking at a spike on the increase of family incomes in Wisconsin.
Right.
Unemployment rates are the lowest that they've ever been in the state history. And this is all because of people like Steve Noss, Leah Vukmir, Tyler August, Amy Loudenbeck, Cody Herlocker, all of them, Walker, Clayfish, all of them have had a huge part in Wisconsin in making that happen.
Right. And it's got to continue because, again, we've implemented some really great programs and we're just not done yet.
Right.
And so, you know, it's, again, this is your way of affecting the results.
Mm-hmm.
is to make sure that the people who are doing these reforms are staying in so that they can continue those good results. If you sit on the couch and you don't go vote, you end up part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just do. Yeah, so you can't. Plus, you can't complain about it.
Yeah,
I'll always vote, because if I don't vote, then I can't complain.
Then
about
you can't
it,
complain,
right?
Well, let's take it out of Wisconsin for a minute. Let's look at the chief obstructionist from Wisconsin and Washington, in Tammy Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Even before there were any hearings or one-on-one meetings, she was saying she wasn't going to vote for Judge Kavanaugh,
right,
for the Supreme Court.
Right.
Well, that's obstructionism.
Right.
Her ads, I'm troubled with her ads. I don't know the voting record to give you the specific, but her ads trouble me when she talks about doing legislation to make sure products were made in Wisconsin for defense. I don't know that she's ever voted for defense spending.
Right.
I mean, I would have to go back and double check it, but if she's not voting for defense spending, I don't know. It's confusing.
Right.
You know, that's why I think it's time that we fire Tammy Baldwin, just like we did Russ Feingold, and we elect Leah Vukmir to the U.S. Senate. The House, under Paul Ryan, in the last 2 years, has passed over 1,000 conservative bills and Trump agenda bills. Over 500 of them were passed through the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got over 500 still sitting in the Senate because of obstructionists like Chuck Schumer,
mm-hmm,
and Tammy Baldwin. And in order to advance that agenda at the federal level, we've got to fire Tammy Baldwin and we've got to hire Leah Vukmir. We've got to send a Republican to the U.S. Senate from Wisconsin to give Ron Johnson and the president the support they need to get this agenda at the top level in the federal government and get some reforms at the federal government level.
Right. We're talking with Chris Gable from the Walworth County Republican Party. He's the chairman of the party right now here in the county. So, I mean, how much more can we emphasize the fact that if you're not paying attention and you don't do your research, you know, an uninformed vote is also not good.
Well,
I mean, it's
column.
Just well.
I'll
I mean,
take it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
Well, here's my point.
You know, like we did with Tammy Baldwin. That's a very good point. She wants to say, "Well, I voted to keep manufacturing in Wisconsin." Okay, well, great. But then you didn't vote to spend any money on that. So what would they build? Great, you want to keep it if we ever get it, because you don't want to spend any money on defense. So it's very important to understand that these commercials are so, some of these commercials are so misleading, and there's and they're not even to the point at all. And I can tell you that when you try to say, Leah Vukmir is a nurse, when you try to say something like this person doesn't care about people's health, or, you know, pre-existing conditions, or any of those things, and you're talking about a nurse, okay, you're way out of your wheelhouse there. Like that is,
right.
But the impressions that all of this advertising, all of these impressions that it's making, they're just not true. They're just and the problem is that people will go and vote on headlines that they see on Facebook and things that they, little bits and pieces that they hear out of commercials, and not pay attention, like what you just said. And okay, well, you know, maybe she voted against something, but perhaps it's because, you know, three paragraphs down, there was something else that was huge, that was an issue that you would also agree should never have been passed. These things aren't line item votes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, the federal government has line item veto like we do here in Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, it's just please, please read and do your own research before you listen to. And so many of these commercials are political action committees.
Yep.
They're packed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the candidate at all. And they're kind of a little bit more free on what they can and can't say. Are they not?
Well, they can stretch it.
And
can
so
craft a language.
Right. And so you just have to be very careful in what you're listening to and what you take from it. And the facts speak for themselves. Like you said, the results speak for themselves about who we have in Madison right now.
I think sometimes what we run into, too, is people are, I don't want to say complacent, but maybe they're thinking, yeah, well, what can I do? There's nothing I can do about this. And it, with technology nowadays, it is so simple. If you have a cell phone, you just text your friends, hey, I'm asking you to please vote on November 6th. Mm-hmm. Please get to the polls. Mm-hmm. Talk to your friends, your church groups. I mean, you interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the most simple things that you could do if you believe in saving the conservative cause and the Republicans in office, mm-hmm, and moving more Republicans into Washington so we can actually start doing more. There's very simple things.
Yeah.
You can volunteer. I mean, if you really are one of those people who, I really don't want my name on a list and I don't want to be knocking on doors and making, because by golly, I hate these phone calls too, and I don't want to be doing. There's so many simple things you can do by talking with your friends, just mm-hmm, simply talking with friends and family.
And not antagonistical, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's
just
informing them.
Informing them. Look at these results.
Yep.
You know, do we want to keep this going or do we want to take a whole new path? And, you know, I just don't have the energy to take a whole new path.
The numbers that you have brought in this morning are very, very, very impressive. You know, the mm-hmm, the eighth in state in healthcare, is poverty is down in 15 years. That's
lower than 15
years.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great.
Yeah, and average incomes are up. Unemployment is at the lowest it's ever been in the state, and especially in consecutively.
Right.
It's never been consecutively this low.
Right.
There's a lot of good going on in Wisconsin.
Yes.
There's a lot of good going on in Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on
in the country.
That's right. There are a lot of states that are looking at Wisconsin as an example, as mm-hmm, a matter of fact. And so you know, again, imitation is the finest form of flattery. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other states that are looking at some of our programs and hoping to copy the implementation of those because we've been so successful. So why would you stop that?
It takes the local governments working with the state, mm-hmm, and the state working with the Fed to make a lot of this happen.
It does.
And in order to do that, we need to make sure we get more Republican senators and we keep the House in Washington and we keep our majorities here in Wisconsin so we can keep that prosperity going.
Mm-hmm.
We've already heard what the opposition has said they will do. They'll raise taxes. We're talking road taxes, gas taxes. And it's just, it's mind-boggling.
And
why
it's
would we want to go backwards? Why would we want to go backwards when our state motto is forward?
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's unnecessary. Things are being taken care of. They're just being taken care of responsibly and on a timeline that does not crush the finances of the state. It's like running a business. You cannot invest $1 million in a piece of machinery if you don't have $1 million or a way to pay the $1 million back. So you have to think about this, like, but so many people just don't have that. So many people just don't get how to run a business and all of that. And so it's hard for them to understand.
Yeah. It's not their life. I mean, every one of us has a little something different in life than who and what we are. But when it comes time to vote, you have to really do your heart check, your mm-hmm, mental check, and your gut check and say, I've got to get to the polls. If you have any questions about voting, if you have any questions about how to get yard signs, if you have any questions about the ads, we do have our office open in Elkhorn at 11 West Walworth Street, right, mm-hmm, the old Elkhorn Independent Building right next to the Elk Restaurant. And also this Saturday, we opened an office in Whitewater.
Awesome.
At 130 West Center Street.
Great.
Center Avenue. We don't have a phone in there because it's going to be a short-term office, but mm-hmm, we do have our phone number in the Walworth County office, in the Elkhorn office, and give us a holler. You know, if you have questions, we're there to help mm-hmm, you answer them. We're even having a sign-up sheet for people who may need a ride to the poll or people who want to give rides to the poll.
Awesome.
Who may want to help volunteer. So if you call the office at 262-723-7792, if somebody's not there, we do check the answering machine regularly. We do get back to you.
Awesome.
And we're here to answer your questions and here to help you make an informed decision and get to the polls on November 6th.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much. And, you know, again, get out the vote. If you have questions, call. If you have questions about your polling place or whatever, your county clerk's office can answer.
Municipal clerk.
Your municipal clerk. Yeah. Municipal, it's easier for me to say.
But your county clerk's website, Kim Bushy's website, has all of the county municipal clerks listed. So if you go to the Walworth County Clerk's office, not the Clerk of Courts, but the Walworth County Clerk's mm-hmm, office website, you can find out where your polling places are. So
excellent.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
Ladies, you have a wonderful Sunday and go Brewers.
Yeah, you
Woo-hoo.
Too.
Coming up next, Bridget McCarthy joins us right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1. Bridget McCarthy join us this morning. We're going to talk about 19 days. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's stuff?
Stuff is good. Stuff is great.
We're 2 days in.
We are.
19 days.
We are 2 days in. I love the 19 days. It's like my favorite time of the year.
It is. I mean, you. So we've got fall. So we've got the beautiful fall colors. We have our clothes that we love so much for fall, our sweaters and comfy clothes and slippers and stuff like that. And we've got Halloween and all those kind of things coming
up. And pumpkin spice.
And pumpkin spice
everything.
And pumpkin spice 19 days.
19 days, yes.
It's the best time of the year. Explain to people what 19 days is.
Okay, so the 19 days is very simple. For 19 days, you're challenged to do an act of kindness or an act of compassion every day for 19 days.
Every single day.
Every single day
Paying
for 19
forward.
Days. Paying it forward.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the significance of 19 days.
My daughter, Avery, was 11 years old. She turned 11 on October 5th of 2012. Mm-hmm. And birthdays were always fun. We made kind of a big deal about it in our family. And Avery made a big deal about it at school, around her friends. She always had a T-shirt that everybody signed. And so always a big thing. And then we woke up on the 6th. And we started a countdown that we weren't aware that we were counting down. And it ended up being a countdown to the day that she would die.
Right.
And 19 days later, she passed away instantly as a result of a car accident. So that first year anniversary came up and was approaching. And I knew that here's all her little friends in school. And they're all aware of Avery's birthday because it was one of the first ones in the school year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only did they know the birthday was coming up and she wasn't there, they also knew what came next.
Right.
And it just grieved my heart to think of these small kids not even understanding the scope of what's happening. I mean, adults can't even figure
right.
it out.
Mm-hmm.
So how
right.
can kids?
Exactly.
And I just felt like these kids need something to look forward to that isn't heavy. You
right.
know, they need to see that there's still goodness in the world. There's still kindness. There's still get their mind off of the negative part of death and dying. And to kind of put it towards a positive part, which is kind of weird to say, but I believe there can be a blessing, you know, that can come from someone passing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to see it that way and if you choose to pursue it that way. And so we just kind of said, hey, kids, you know, you might be young, but you can do a lot and you can make a difference. You can leave notes. You can hold the door open. You can, you know, pick somebody that you normally don't sit with at lunch and eat with them. All these little kind of things. And we just kind of put it on social media and we said, hey, you know, if you want to use the hashtag the 19 days, because as a mama grieving, I would love to see what's done.
Right.
You know, in Avery's honor and memory.
Right.
So, and that's what we do is the 19 days.
So that's what we do. And we've been doing it for, is it 6 years?
It's going to be 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of kindness in those
yes.
19 days over the 6 years.
Yes.
That
well, and it's been
developed.
Amazing, too. Like you said, a lot of kindness. I mean, you've seen things from everywhere that people are sending back and saying, oh, we did this or this person did this for me or something. And it was because of 19 days.
Yes. And a lot of it is shared privately, which, you know, because I think people are a little bit, you know, there's a stigma out there that if you're doing something nice, you shouldn't broadcast it.
Right.
Right.
You know, and
yeah.
I get that. But I'm like, but my mama heart needs to see that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know? And I'm like,
this
please.
Is something else.
Yes.
To go along with that.
Yeah.
Too,
but I do, yeah. I get these messages, you know, from people like, I just want you to know, you know, I was eating, you know, dinner and our bill was paid and, you know, they said, you know, it was from the 19 days. We didn't know what it was. So we, you know, we Googled it and we checked it out and then we found out what the story was. And I just want you to know that that, you know, happened. And those are the stories that just, you know, they just keep me going. They hold me up.
Yeah, I can see why that. And you have a Facebook page specifically for
yes.
19 days,
yep.
correct?
Yep.
Yeah. You should maybe put those in a book. I mean, for 6 years, that I think that would be a really cool idea.
That is a great idea.
To, I don't know, just be uplifting and positive to read what everybody has been doing for these.
And they're
last
kind of
days.
Fun. Yeah. Like the creativeness that mm-hmm. people come up with. I'm just so surprised by what people do, you know, and right. I, you know, there's so many things, and it's funny because sometimes we think, oh, I can't think of anything to do, you know, but, you know, buy flowers and hand one flower out, you know, on the corner, just,
exactly.
you know,
just for no reason.
Yeah. For no
right.
reason.
Yep. Yep. Right. Yeah. That would be me, the crazy lady on the corner.
On the corner.
That wouldn't come up to the 19 day. That would come up to something else. Like, here she goes again. I don't know.
There's worse things you could be doing on a corner. You know, I mean, the flowers are pretty good.
This is true.
That's what I always say. I'm just saying.
I'm just going to leave it at that. On the corner. Just.
Bridget always brings us to a don't even get me started
oh,
moment.
Oh, she always brings before. Some good laughs, too.
It's just a wonderful thing because, you know, we go through life and there are so many. I have said this before, is that we are not living life with a grateful heart anymore. We are accusatory. We are just immediately. It's almost like we just run to the negative in this world right now. Hopefully it's not the way things are going to continue mm-hmm. to be, but we just immediately jump to the most negative conclusions, I think, at this point. And, you know, with, you know, you think about it with everything, you know, you're apparently no longer innocent until proven guilty. You're apparently, you know, no longer, you know, nobody has respect for, you know,
your opinion, even
or opinions just or just... privacy or, mm-hmm. you know, all of these things. And it's just all, everything is just a constant,
it's like
you know,
a
just a constant battle. And so if you stop and take a look at, you know, what have you done for someone else lately? Don't look at somebody and say, what have you done for me lately? Mm-hmm. What have you done for someone else lately? Anything, mm-hmm. anything at all. And if you can't find anything, you need to spend 19 days, the entire 19 days, which we only have 17 days left of, but you doing something nice for some, like bank it.
Right. You,
karma, okay, first of all. But second of all, it's that person's life could be changed by that 30 seconds of your kindness.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could save a person's life mm-hmm. in 30 seconds mm-hmm. just by making them stop what they're thinking and maybe think about something else and change their path. And it's like you said, it's amazing the reach that 19 days has had in 6 years. I mean, you have heard from people all over the country, right?
Oh,
I mean,
all
it's
over the country,
everywhere.
Ireland, Australia.
Right.
Yeah, very
amazing.
It's very fun. And I think, you know, in our world today, we do need kindness.
Yes.
We
yes.
are so quick to you know, point out what happened wrong. Even when we go and meet our friends, you know, the first thing you do is you say, oh, you know, I got cut off at that intersection. And mm-hmm. we're just so, I don't know, ingrained to be negative. And I think that even, you know, I love social media because that's my platform, but it's so angry.
It is.
You know, and it's like, you know, you can't, I don't want to look at comments anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like, everything's angry and everything's you're doing this wrong and you're doing that wrong and you're this and you're that. And, you know, I'm like, we need to stop.
Right.
You know, we just need to stop saying what's wrong with the world and start doing something that's right.
Exactly.
Right. Correct.
It's,
we
you
really
can,
need to do that.
Right. And how we respond to those comments is completely, it's not up to the person sitting next to you or the, on the other side. It's you yourself.
Well, and you're right. You decide whether or not you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
That's not up to anybody else. Nobody can do that for you. And
I think you can train yourself to be happy.
Sure.
I really do. You know, it's something, you know, when we're not used to doing something, you know, even exercising and stuff like that, you know, the first couple
I don't
times,
know what that is. But
oh, my goodness. I did a,
Bridget, did you just use the E word?
I did a jazzercise class.
Oh.
And it hurts.
Jazzercise. It hurts.
I can't. I like, seriously, I can't move my legs right now.
I
wondered
wouldn't.
Why you were wheeled in here.
Did well, you wear a cute outfit, though?
When did
I mean,
you do
that's,
it? Like,
that's all I'd want to do. That's all I'd want. I'd be like, I'm going to go exercise.
You know,
I get to get a new outfit.
I did not have a new outfit.
New
and I went in there,
gear.
And they were, like, so cute.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You all are professional. You've
I mean,
done this before.
They have, like, the lacing up the side of the leg.
Oh, it's
mesh.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I'm like, if I have mesh on right now, things are coming out in the, anyway, it's not pretty. Or no. even the lace sides.
But I'll tell you, these
nice.
Women were the nicest women I've ever met.
Aww.
And I'm thinking, like, I need more of that.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the class is hard, but I love to be around these women that were nice. I'm like, you know, and I didn't quite know what to do with it. I'm like, wait, you're being nice? Like, for real? Genuinely nice? Like,
right.
We don't see that. And we shouldn't be
not
shocked
like
by
mean
it.
Girls, you know, in high school where, because, you know, in school is where it starts. That's where it starts.
And
the not being nice to each other.
And sometimes those mean girls or mean boys, you know, you come back to a reunion, you know, 25 years later, and wow, they're still mean.
Right.
You know?
But then, after you're taking jazzercise, like, guess what?
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, look at, you can be nice. Go take a jazzercise class.
That's right.
Learn how to
exercise.
That's what you can do.
Gives out good endorphins to make you happy and positive. That's
one of the things you can do for the 19 days is take a jazzercise class and then spread the kindness.
Right.
Right? Because you'll be all jazzed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That just became like a jazzercise like promo, and I don't know why, but it's what happens when we talk about the 19 days. You have to
isn't
be,
it called something else
happy.
Now? Isn't jazzercise.
No, it's jazzercise.
Is it still called jazzercise?
She just took it.
The tag, you know, that subtitle is "It Ain't Your Mama's Jazzercise."
Oh, okay, good. Oh, because I'm thinking 80s, like the high Jane Fonda, the leg warmers, the belt around
those
my waist.
Those high-waisted things are coming back, but that's a don't get me started.
Oh, my gosh. So,
it makes you elongated.
No,
it does.
Doesn't.
It makes you elongated.
Okay,
and
well,
if you
I don't need to be elongated.
I can wear heels for that.
No.
I don't need my waist going up to like my armpits.
Right.
You know, I'm like, it's just, it's awkward.
That
it's weird.
French cut thing that goes up your, it's supposed to just go high on your thighs and it goes up to the bottom of your boobs.
I don't even
boobs.
Want that in a swimsuit.
I don't
give me knickers. Knickers.
We're going to bring knickers back.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
With heels.
You just wait till the next season.
And I mean the 1880s. They want their knickers back. Jeez.
I promise I've never worn knickers.
But I will now.
Or bloomers. Or
bloomers. Oh, God. What were we talking about?
The 19 days.
Oh, jazzercise. No, it's called, there's a new thing for it. Amy does it. She's tried to get me to go to her class, and I'm
afraid
there's
different classes.
Sure she's gonna
there's
kill
like
me.
A strength class and a dance mix.
No, the
not Zumba. That's
Zumba.
Different.
Zumba.
Is that not
no.
the same thing?
No.
Zumba. No.
Oh my God.
Zumba.
Zumba is.
You need Latin swivel hips.
It's,
and
that's
so
what I hear. It's like
I
deadly.
Don't have those. Mine are more like, you know, I don't know, like.
White girl.
Well, I was going to say Herman Munster dancing. It's really more like,
that's not
do you
my
dance
level.
Like a penguin. That's how my husband dances.
I have a little bit more movement. Not much
I'm
more.
I'm imitating my husband right now, in case
more
you
like
can't
a see
flamingo.
Me.
Flamingo.
Flamingo. My leg is up. But it's kind of like Zumba. It's a dance class, but to top 40 hits.
Oh, we don't know anything about that around here.
Know, yeah. Oh,
that kind of
you
music?
Should. You guys should do something with the jazzercise.
We should have a class right here.
That's cool. You know when you know how you live stream it, and you guys could be doing dance moves while you're on the radio.
It would be something.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be great.
I bet more people tune in to
I
watch.
Bet so too.
I bet they do. It's comedy hour.
At,
like
yes, I know, right? Now she's not dancing. She is bad.
Yeah. She should not wear that outfit. That's what they'd say. Here we go with the negative again.
Take those leg warmers off.
Right. I was thinking that leg warmers were going to make, weren't they going to make a comeback last winter and then they really kind of didn't. It kind of fizzled out.
It kind of fizzled out.
It was
out,
really kind of a bummer for
it
me.
Was the boot, the
it
liner.
It was like the little boot liner.
With
a
cute,
okay.
cute little lace on the top.
Which is kind of like
really
so
socks.
So like your
in other
calf
words,
is
socks
warm.
Made a comeback.
But, you know,
really
but your
not.
Ankles are freezing.
But really they were just the tops. You could just buy the tops. Yeah. It's like buying a like the it's muffin, like a, just the top. But it, just like the...
Buying a muffin.
Like a, kind of. Like a leg warmer, like, but without
it's
the
like a, it's like
muffin warmer.
Tops is how we got into this discussion.
Take a jazzercise class.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's a really great teacher in Elkhorn. I'm just telling you, go.
Now she's turned into Miranda Sings. Do you like Miranda Sings?
I didn't know what Miranda
I didn't
was.
Either
I
until I
until I started
until
doing
she
it around
started
the
doing it.
Oh my
I love it. Yeah.
You're making my day worse.
I hope someone who's participating in the 19 days will make your day better.
Oh, they probably will. But it's just, I mean, so back to the 19 days, besides taking a jazzercise class, should, it's just, even if it's one day out of the 19 days, just one.
Something.
We encourage you to do something every day. And what you might find is this, you might be a lot nicer than you think you are. And you may already be doing nice things that you just don't really... that you just don't really realize you're doing. And what it is making sure that you understand you're changing someone's life.
Yes.
Like, and it's okay to be happy about that.
After Avery died, and even still to this day, days are hard. You know, they're hard for me. And some days it just knocks the wind out of my sails. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could be standing in a checkout line and, you know, waiting. And you don't know it. You know, you don't see it, but I'm internally having a horrible day and I'm trying to fight back tears and I'm fighting, you know, like, why me? Why is that part of my narrative that I have a child who died and I can't even answer the question, how many kids do you have? Because that in and of itself is a loaded question that I sometimes cannot handle. And that person behind me, you know, says something nice. I really like your sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like going, you know, I mean, it's something so simple, but it just is what I needed to just pick myself up and to get those next steps further down the road. And so I think, you know, because I went through it, I'm more aware now that you might have a happy face on.
Right.
But that might not be your real face.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
You know, and so I always think, you know what, you just need to be kind to everybody. You know, because you don't know what they're going
through. Well, you never know what their story is. That's right.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
They might have just gotten some horrible news, or they're struggling with, you know, not knowing how to make ends meet, or, you know, whatever it is. And today what we do is we like to judge, right? Like, oh, that person, you know, I don't know if you saw the post about the diaper drive that they're doing for family. Yes. And I'm like, as a single mom in my 20s that was making $6.75 an hour, that would have been amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I read those comments. And there's some hate on there, you know.
Let me guess. I haven't read the comments, but let me guess. If you can't afford diapers, you shouldn't have a baby.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. You know, go get, you know, disposable diapers. I'm thinking when I had my apartment, I didn't have a laundry. You know,
right.
Like I had to go, you know, to the laundry. And then you had to have all the quarters. I didn't have money for the quarters,
right.
You know, to do the laundry. And then, you know, I had the baby and, you know, and you're taking in loads of laundry. Life is hard. Life is so hard for some people. And instead of doing that judgment, why don't we try something different?
Mm-hmm.
Just be nice. Now, you don't have to be nice to the people that you think, you know, shouldn't have the babies, but be nice to somebody else then.
Then, right. Just,
you know,
do
pick
something.
Pick somebody else to be
nice
to.
Right. You know, it's the grateful heart. I'm telling you.
It
we
is.
Need a national campaign.
Yes.
International campaign about recovering your grateful heart.
Oh, absolutely.
Be grateful that you woke up today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
First of all, be grateful that you didn't wake up outside.
Yes.
Be grateful that you have clothes on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the little things. Be grateful that our country is what it is.
Yeah.
That you have the freedoms that you have.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's just, and we just don't do that anymore. Everybody is,
everybody's just
every
tearing
man for
everybody
himself.
Down.
And yeah, and it's just, it's
and I think
wearing
about,
on everyone.
I think about Avery, and she was young, right? I mean, she died when she was 11, but she really did have that in her. And it was, I get it, she was young, you know, and it was pure and it was innocent. And she loved everybody and she loved taking care of everybody and she loved doing kind things for everybody. And half the time I thought she was crazy because I'm like, why are you doing this for people you don't know? And we don't have the money for that. And, you know, I don't have the time to deliver cookies, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, one, we can so learn from that, right? So there's a huge lesson to be learned from that. And the second thing I think of every day, and this might be hard for some parents to hear, but thank God she's not seeing the world and she hasn't changed who she is by being here. And I'm thinking, you know, there's a blessing in that she will always be that innocent little girl who just loved people and loved.
She won't be disappointed by today's
and loved
behavior.
To be kind, you know, and I think.
But you know why she was like that, Bridget? She was like that because you didn't poison her. Okay. Kids don't know to be hateful or anything like that until some big person tells them that that's the way things should be. They're not born that way.
Right.
No, absolutely not. Yeah,
and
I
so,
know. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And so this goes back on the big people.
Absolutely.
Not having a grateful heart and not passing that grateful heart along to your children.
And here's the thing. If you don't know if you're passing that grateful heart along, here's a chance to do it.
Right.
Get your family together. Ask your kids, oh, hey, what's something nice we can do for someone? If their answer is, I don't know,
then you've got
there's work to do.
Right.
There is work to do.
Right.
You know, and you know, we can convince ourselves we're too busy or, you know, they're nice enough kids or, you know, but the school doesn't call and say there's any trouble. But there's a difference between just floating by and actually being intentionally nice and kind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where we struggle. A lot of us are on this plateau. We're not bad people, but we're not, you know,
going that extra step.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Well, the 19 days is a good start.
It sure is.
It is a it's in this community, it's just welcomed every year. The unfortunate circumstances that brought it to us are always weighing heavy on our hearts, Bridget, but there's a lot of good things have come out of 19 days and your situation. I know you're going to Haiti this month.
Yes.
And so when you come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that once you get back from that trips later on in the month.
Yeah, we're leaving the 14th.
Awesome.
Ooh, yeah. Pretty soon.
Awesome. And so we will have you back before the holidays and talk about what's going on in Haiti as
great.
Well.
Great. Maybe I'll start a jazzercise class.
Oh, God. That would be great. We would love to be there.
We're going
to
want to Haiti.
I'm so taking you up on that offer. You just leave.
Or could you do it here? Like here.
We're working that jazzercise in.
And I'm still going back to, you know, headbands and leg warmers. I can't do it. I just can't. I don't get it. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us
this
morning.
Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, Bridget's favorite segment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even get me started. Right here on Lake 96.1. For another edition of
Don't Even Get Me Started.
Hey, our podcast, Don't Even Get Me Started, on our Facebook page are really doing well. There's like two of them. But hey, no, we did another one on Friday.
Yes, we did.
It was a really good one. I was in quite the mood on Friday.
You really, really were.
I'm sure you're all looking forward to going and finding that.
Do check it out.
Right.
You need to.
Right.
What do you have today?
Well, you just mentioned something about flowers.
Earlier when we were, yes, right before we talked to Chris. Anyway, so fake flowers, soap flowers. I was just thinking about that, and I didn't even realize that this was a Don't Even Get Me Started that I was thinking about right now, but it came to my attention. I think it's a little odd. Now, I love myself some fake flowers, some silk flowers. They don't even have to be silk. I've used plastic, but I don't go plant them outside. I don't put them in the ground. But have you ever seen that?
Yes,
in front of people's homes, like they actually plant them. Like, you're not fooling anybody. You're not. Like, they look plastic, and they are plastic.
They never change colors, and they never die. We are on to you.
And especially in hanging plants in the fall, mm-hmm. and then if people don't remove them. You go into the winter and you still have plastic
and still like
flowers.
Bright red geraniums. What a green thumb she has.
Wow.
Wow.
She must, yeah. But greenhouse.
There's like a cone around her house. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
don't even get me started.
And
if you don't have the, if you outside, no.
No, and it's almost like Christmas lights. There's a time and place for those. Mm-hmm. Put those away at the end.
Yes.
So anyway, fake flowers.
Or put up red ones so you can say they're Valentine's Day lights.
Oh, yeah, which I do.
Later, I know.
And Easter and everything like that. Started. But anyway, so.
Are you one of those people that has the year-round tree that you
yes.
try?
Yes.
Awesome. God. I'm so sorry I asked.
Trash-tastic. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Trash. Fantastic.
Didn't you see my Thanksmas tree last year?
I did.
Yeah, it was pretty special. What do you have today?
Fake flowers on the outside. Don't even get me started.
Don't.
This was a story from a couple weeks ago. I just don't see a problem with it. A Northwest Indiana school bus driver is charged after she allegedly let the students drive the bus.
Oh.
Like, what's this team building?
like, what an exercise.
I'm sure some of them had a permit.
See if the bus can jump the curb. Is that
right? Like what? What's
That's
the
awful.
Problem?
That's terrible.
She's a 27-year-old Joandria McAtee allowed an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 17-year-old to take turns driving the school bus short distances in a rural Valparaiso area. This is from Indiana, so I'm so proud of my home state.
What
Other
was she
students
doing?
On the bus watched it happen. I don't know.
Oh, my
God. She was immediately fired. God, she didn't even get a warning. And when she stopped that. By to pick up her final check, because she was also too stupid to have it or mail it to her, authorities arrested her. She's charged with felony neglect.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Well.
Like, yeah.
You must, I mean, you know, the 17-year-old, maybe, but 11 and 13... They shouldn't be behind the wheel yet.
But why is a 17-year-old wanting to drive a bus?
I can see, as an 11-year-old, I'd be like,
oh, this is kind of fun.
When I was 17 years old, if my bus driver would have asked me to drive the bus, I would have been, yeah, I'll do it.
When you're 17, you'd want to take it from the bus barns, not with other kids in there.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
But
that's
still.
Kind of a downer. Yeah.
That's not a good situation at all.
She's
looking for work.
She is. My favorite part, potentially in a carpool situation. My favorite part of that story is that she was too dumb to realize that she was going to get arrested for something. Her charge was something and just went to pick up her check. Hey, cops.
Hey.
Or even when
you
pull in the parking lot and you see the police car there. Does the thought not cross your mind to...
Did she have the kids drive her there, too, in the bus?
I'm not advocating fleeing the police, by the way. Just
No.
Never, never, never do that. Never do that. Bad idea.
No, we're giving you legal advice.
Yeah.
Which is not even legal advice.
Which
just don't do it.
Not to do it.
Common sense.
Right. So she's charged.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on that whole situation. I wonder how long she was a bus driver.
Well, she's only 27, so it couldn't be
long. Oh, 27. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Jeez. Did you ever ride a bus when you were growing to school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just never wanted to drive the bus, I guess.
No? It never crossed my mind that I wanted to drive. I don't want to drive a bus now.
My brother-in-law.
Drive it right off a cliff.
My brother-in-law drives bus. He has some good stories. I'm going to tell you
that.
He has some good stories.
He's a saint.
Just the noise alone.
My dad went
with
my daughter years ago, on a field trip with her for school. She was first or second grade or something. And he just said, I'll go. Never will he even go near a school now, because he said the noise on the school bus alone on the trip. And of course it was, a 35-minute bus ride or whatever. And I think he almost died. So he was,
Oh, it takes me right back to those days, doesn't it? But thank you to all of the school bus drivers that keep our kids safe and are not allowing them to drive.
Yes. Don't even get me started? Because I do have one quick one.
Oh, do you really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to go? Yeah, I have a couple, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. Well, this is from a couple weeks ago, too, and then I have a newer one. But a bar in Michigan that allows axe throwing is under investigation by the State Liquor Control Commission. They allow axe throwing.
Like, why are they under investigation?
I don't know why.
I mean, can't they just leave people alone?
Well, it has
with
something
their
to
favorite
do
pastimes?
With maybe, killing somebody while they're drinking and
how many people have died? Nobody?
Know, but they saw up to 10 people gathering in the axe throwing area. Obviously, most of them were drinking. And anyway, so that's just ridiculous. Don't even get me started on that. American Airlines.
I just don't see it. Nobody's died.
Everybody has their arms.
Axes,
everybody has
darts, whatever.
Ouch.
What's the difference? They're throwing sharp objects in a bar.
That's true. You have a point with
the
darts.
Don't let the people that really suck at it do it. I don't know what to... Like, they're... Anyway.
Everybody have a shot before you
throw
the axe.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. If you're real drunk, they just drop them and there's no hurt anyway.
Are you flying anytime soon?
I never know.
You know what? That's true. American Airlines, they're getting rid of an inch, which doesn't sound like a lot, but an inch when they're so cramped already.
Right. An inch of what?
An inch of leg room on their planes. So they can squeeze in more another row of seats.
Oh, good.
And the CEO said it's actually much more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is when you fly first class.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Don't much even get me started. What do you have?
Well,
uh-oh.
I love myself a good donut.
Yeah.
But I want to know why it is in this day and age we are so lazy that we can't even say two words for the name of a business and we just end up calling it Dunkin'.
Dunkin'.
It's yeah. Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm brokenhearted over this. I'm definitely.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Why would they, like you said, why would
Dunkin'.
They drop?
Dunkin' what?
Right.
Like, we are seriously, like, we can't, as a society, finish out the name of the business?
No, I'm surprised it's just not even an emoji now.
Just duh. Thanks for listening to Life Matters today. Coming up, more music right here on, like, 96.1.